start with always how you could do this, you know, how this has happened, and you didn't remember the Hussein Sorum, you didn't remember the Congress Pipe on the Midbar, you didn't remember Har Sinai, and so on and so forth. And that's why we said Sayashem Avayalona. So, Sakhira is always, whenever I deal with something, whenever I deal with a certain Nakuda, I always have a background and a perspective also to it. In other words, I had a misunderstanding with somebody. So I take it on the backdrop of our, of the large picture relationship. If I had a very, very good relationship and there was one incident, I judge it by that. And so every time there's an talk about Shkrof in a particular way, in other words, how to address a particular Indian, then there's also the hero which gives the backdrop of, well, what's the big picture? Klal Yisrael, there's a pasuk, Zachayta Lachesed Nurayit. And we try very hard when we're going through the Purim to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, it's true that we weren't faithful, and it's true that we ran off, and it's true we did this, and it's true we did that, and all that. But there was a tkufa when we were your beloved. There's a tkufa when we were together, in the heart, and everything. Why do you remember that? There are two ways in which a person can ask for some reprieve. One is to Ahava. A person says, you know, we're such good friends, we have such a good relationship, and we're so close to each other, you know, forgive this incident. That's something a person can say with pride. If it doesn't work, there's a second way to say, remember, I'm penniless, I'm old, I'm despondent, have rachmanis. It's a tremendous, imagine a parent and a child. I once had to write a letter as a young boy, and there was, unfortunately I think the story might have been very typical, but there was an old man who lived in the area, Lower East Side, where I grew up. He was a very fine youth, and a very nice youth, he was very Arabic youth. Lived by himself, didn't know much about him. But one, I noticed that at some point he started going through leftover lunches and picking out food. And obviously something, I don't know, financially must have been whatever it is, I have no idea what the... But he asked me once to write a letter in English to him, or to read a letter from him. And the letter was a letter to his daughter asking him to please have rachmanis on him and to send him $20 a week. That he could eat, and so on and so forth. I was devastated when I was a young boy, I was 14, maybe 15, 14. But as I got older, I realized, you know, whatever, something must have happened between the two. So a father and a child, you would expect the relationship to be built on love. And whatever it is, the kibbutz aim and the relationship should be because with father and daughter, and we remember all the good that's between us, and I need something. When that fails, you have to ask because I'm picking garbage, and I'm a step away from salvation. It's a tremendous letdown. On the Kippur we stand, or Shana we stand, and we say, Zachar B'loch Hesed Nuraya, we attempt to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness for the good that we were, the love relationship we had, that we went together in the wilderness and we asked the questions. On Tisha B'Av, the matzah has come so bad, it's gone. That's it. There's no more, those achronos are a travesty. Yes, once upon a time we had tremendous ava, but you've run off too many times with too many people, and that's it. So from the Leiza character, we have to say, but at the end of the day, our children are being killed, we're being slaughtered like sheep. At least remember what we are now. That's sort of the sense of the